Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How many of you brothers have been making the same dua for years and nothing in your situation has changed? If that is you, brothers, then stay with me. Listen, Allah has heard your dua and He hears every single dua, every single one. But there's an ayah in the chapter of Ra'd, the 13th chapter of the Quran, the 11th verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains why the du'as will sit and wait. And when we look at this verse, we see that Allah is telling us, many of us here, as a portion of it, actually the middle portion, that verily Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is within themselves. Read it slowly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you something. I'm Abdullah Oduro, and I've dealt with men for years that deal with this challenge of making du'a and none of them being answered, or they make dua for the sister for the job and they're wondering why they are not getting it. They make dua for their marriage to be rectified and they've done all the classes and courses, but nothing's really changed. The reason is one specific thing, one simple thing that men never get told directly. Today we'll name it inshallah and I will give you the exact move that opens what has been waiting for you. Bismillah. Now, brothers, this simple move is mentioned in the chapter of Ra'd, the chapter of thunder, verses number 11, roughly. And it's broken into three parts. And we will understand what is meant by that one thing that we're talking about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِّنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ وَمَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِن وَالٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He has the preservers. Mu'aqibat is those that are following him. For each one are successive angels before him and behind him, protecting him from the decree of Allah. This is the first part of the verse. So firstly here, to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has angels is one of the opinions, that there are angels that preserve you from in front, from in the back, that there are angels that they're protect you by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So understanding that Allah has already appointed for you a form of creation that is there to protect you. And if we look at it in this instance, Allah has already placed angels that are there for you before you were even there. There are angels that will be there for you after you leave, rotating shifts on assignment for your life right now. So recognizing that is a good introduction to that one thing that you need to do that we're talking about, which also shows that you have never been left. Allah has always assigned protection for you, for that anger, for that ego, but for the seed of that anger and ego, which leaves a responsibility to you, Allah's door has always been open. But are you willing to open the door to go through it? This is what is important. Those successive angels that are surrounding you, and before you, the angels are already there, meaning the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy, His love, all the names and attributes are ready to be implemented and showered upon you, but there has to be a window of effort. So this is the first part that we really want to understand, that the divine protection and divine withholding can be simultaneous. They can coexist. What we mean by this is that although Allah is withholding the reward or withholding that change that you've been making dua for all of this time. Oh Allah, release this anger from me. Oh Allah, bless me with the financial stability. You're asking Allah for these things, or rather, you're asking Him to change something within you, but He's withholding it for a reason. And also, the divine protection is still there. It's still present. It's still constant. It is not contradictory. So we don't say, oh Allah is protecting me at this time, and even though He's withholding something from me, they must be two different things. So if He's withholding that change that I'm asking for, that means that there's no divine protection. La. The divine protection is actually Him withholding that change that you are asking for. They can coexist simultaneously. So you can be guarded and stuck at the same time. And it's important to understand this when we're making the dua, and subhanAllah, the dua is not being answered. The framing works in the way that we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ana inda dhanni 'abdi bi, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am as my servant thinks of me. So the door that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always had for you is always open, but it's for you to open it with the right keys. Now, the second part of the verse is what is well known by people, that إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. That Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is within themselves. Even though this is referring to a group of people or a nation, it can also be minimized to one individual, you. In particular here, the man that is dealing with the situation with his family, with his wife, etc. So here it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making the condition of you making that internal change. So he tells you that despite all of this coverage of the angels that are preserving you, the first part of the verse, there is still the effort that you have to make. And if you don't make the effort, nothing will change. But there's a small distinction here that I think we mix up and we get confused as men sometimes. When we make the effort by doing external things, by going to courses, by listening to tapes, because our wife told us to. I mean, sometimes the brothers will come to retreat saying, my wife told me to. But alhamdulillah, I think the retreat serves as a huge transition for them to really transform from the inner instead of just doing that which is external in the outer. So the condition really named plainly is for you to work mabi anfusihim and internally within yourself. Allah is not withholding the change. It is not that he didn't decide to give it. Rather, it is withheld if he withholds it because you have not obtained the reality of that which makes you capable to carry what he has given you or what he plans to give you. Let me repeat that. It is not that Allah is withholding the change to happen because he hasn't decided to give it to you. Rather, it is withheld because you have not made the effort to work on yourself. Therefore, you are not able to withhold that which he decides to give you or has given you in a way that is befitting. So when we're talking about, for example, a man that, you know, he gets into an argument and he goes to therapy. You know, his wife says, we have to go to therapy. He goes to therapy, he goes to the classes, he attends seminars, he tells his wife, I'm going to get better. You know, he loves her more consistently, brings the roses, all of that. But it really was not an internal change. Rather, it was something that was external. He wanted to fix the marriage through visible efforts that she would see. But there really was no time where he sat with himself and worked internally. So sometimes he will do these actions. He'll get presents. He'll go to the therapy. He'll even make dua, but it is something that is not, it did not start from him looking at himself and wanting to, as we mentioned in other verses, in another video, to work on the seed of the problem. A lot of times we make dua for the symptom and not really addressing the seed of the problem, not really addressing that appetite of the hawa, rather than just saying, release my anger. Although you can say that, but when you're saying that, think of why am I angry? Is it because I have the appetite for appreciation of my wife to where when I get her the present that she said she wanted and then she says, oh, thanks, and then goes out the door or she doesn't say anything. Does that make me angry? This is where that slight shift needs to happen because these surface level behavioral changes are not that which is really, really internal. And that's an important point for us to know. So with these surface level behavioral changes, the divine prerequisite still remains the same. It is something that is surface level. He's changed his actions and maybe his habits, but really inside, he hasn't really changed what's inside of him. That hasn't transformed. So the solution isn't doing more things. It's rather doing the same thing with the right intention, with the right spirit. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that actions are judged by intention. Actions are judged by intention. So don't punish her if she doesn't say thank you. Don't be angry over a period of time if she doesn't appreciate you. Now, to be very, very clear, every human being wants appreciation. But when the appreciation is a need to where it is a condition for your courtesy, a condition for your kindness, a condition for your consideration, that's where it's become a problem. And that is where you work mabi anfusihim, where you work in yourself internally. I appreciate when she appreciates me. But if she doesn't, I'm doing this for Allah because it is an obligation. I'm doing this for Allah because I'm thankful for her existence. I'm doing this for Allah because my du'as for her and for me will be fortified and inshallah answered. That is the tahir, that the act, the change, that the action, you're looking at the seed and motivation behind these external behavioral changes. And that is the difference between the Muslim man and everyone else. That his behavioral change stems from his faith in Allah, which is fortified and preserved by him watching over the appetites that are destructive to the intention behind the action. And this is what is important. So that's the second part, and that's the most important part, and that's the one thing we wanted to tell you, is that the healed marriage, so this healed marriage comes from a place of lead, that the man leads from security and not from insecurity, and not demands from insecurity. Like when she doesn't say thank you, he demands her to say thank you and gets angry, but in reality, he's insecure. He's relying on her appreciation. And also understanding that that man does not yet exist. If you are the person that still is demanding because of your insecurity, because she does not return the favor, it has become transactional, and that transactional relationship can be detrimental. When you do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is when you prepare yourself to be the one that Allah will change your situation. And also when understanding that this condition and the building of this type of man is someone that is building from the interior with the intention and the purification of intention rather than building the behavioral adjustment from the exterior. Now for the third portion of the verse, which is I think the most important because it is the most neglected by human beings and by men in particular, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مُرَدَّ لَهُ وَمَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِن وَالٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if Allah wants to descend an evil upon a people, then there is no one that can repel it, and there is no one that can be his protector for them besides him. How does this tie into what we are talking about? That when your actions that you are not doing or that you are doing that are detrimental to your family, for example, there is a deadline for that with rahmah wrapped around it. What do we exactly mean by this? When you as a man are doing something to your family, so for example, you wait too long to ask for forgiveness, you wait too long to change yourself, you always are yelling at your children because you feel a level of insecurity in where you were as a young boy and you do not want to face that reality. You vicariously live through them and you have expectations that are unrealistic or that do not coincide with who they want to be. You know this is the father, but you deny it. You don't look deep inside of yourself and see what is the intention behind what I'm doing with my children. Yes, I want good for them, but the way that I'm showing it, is it a way that I'm looking to better myself as a father, to leave a legacy for them, to be better on with their own personality, etc.? What can happen is that by the time you decide to seriously take it serious, that distance has calcified. The distance between your family. And when I talk about the distance, I'm talking about the emotional distance. In the beginning, it was a drift. But over time, because you didn't decide to look internally, you thought the behavioral changes and reading a lot of books and going to seminars and her checking off the boxes is what's going to get you to be fine. But you know deep down inside, you haven't changed those intentions to be better. You haven't changed internally to do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whether they decide to stay or not, is not your main concern. Your main concern is doing this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that window that you had with them narrowed slowly. Or that which was pure and fresh ended up calcifying because she doesn't see you making the exerted effort that comes from a good place. That comes from a good place. To where when, as we mentioned, when she doesn't thank you or when she doesn't do what you would expect her to do in response to your efforts that you've made and you get upset because of that, one may think, well, why were you initially doing it? If it was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't matter their response. If it is a condition that they show you the appreciation, their response does not ultimately matter and shift your behavior. The motivation behind your behavior is to do it for Allah. So if that is not there, over time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he descends a punishment on a nation because they did not, over years, change themselves, the punishment will come upon them. In this particular situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you that window for you to be wise, for you to ponder, for you to think, for you to look at your ego, for you to look at those appetites that you have internally with the nafs and you have not done mujahidah of them, and you have not went through the struggle, because the struggle is tiring, and the struggle may make you look weak in front of your family. This is all from shaitan. And the more shaitan consumes you, the more that gap widens between you and your family. The more they will become emotionally distant. The more they will feel less safe around you. And that day will come where she may walk in and she may say, you know what, I can't do this anymore. And how many times have I seen brothers dread? They didn't even know that it was coming because they didn't even make a change within themselves. So that is what it is, brothers. It's really having that internal change to where you look at yourself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the intention to change for Allah is what is needed. Not to change with the behavioral tactics and techniques that are good, but the condition for those to be fortified and to be assisted by Allah is where the intention to change is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything trickles down from that. When we are so inundated with life and then we try to keep our marriage together, we automatically go to these tangible external sources rather than looking back internally through the means that Allah has given, through the salah primarily, and connecting with Him and saying, oh Allah, I'm going to change for your sake. That intention, that is what is mentioned by the second portion of the verse. And lastly, when we look at this, the third portion of the verse can be prevented if one remembers the first portion of the verse in order to fortify the second. When you look at the first portion, that Allah already has a system to preserve you and He is waiting, that is a means for you to take time to think about what you are doing and how to appropriately modify that to where that time doesn't come, to where they just walk in and say, I'm done with this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve all of you brothers and make you of those that continuously look to His book, the Kitab and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you to be of those that always struggle and strive to do that one thing. إنه ولي ذلك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.